So, before we tackle the case that we ended with last week, we are going to now introduce the case with another case. So we have Reuven, who's walking happily in the streets, and suddenly he walks past a fence which is sticking out. It's got some pokey metal material sticking out, and he catches his trousers on that fence, and he rips it through, and now he's got a very embarrassing situation. He's in the middle of the street, and hasn't got much trousers to cover himself up. So he quickly goes into the nearest clothes shop that he can find. And he goes to the manager and says, "Have you got any trousers for me?" And the manager looks him over. He says, "I've got a good pair for you." And he comes out with a pair of trousers. And on the price tag, it's written, these trousers are going for 150 shekels. So he's taking it out, his 150 shekels to pay. And the manager says, no. What do you mean? This is 150 shekels. No, for you a special deal. 300 shekels. This is extortion, Reuven shouts. And the shopkeeper says, yes. This is extortion. If you want these pair of trousers, you have to pay 300 shekels.
Why are you charging extra? Why are you charging extra?
Because he can get it.
You're desperate. I know you're desperate. And you can't exactly go somewhere else in your state that you are in. So, he gives over his check of 300 shekels. And he takes trousers. Now, he's mevatel the check. Very clever person. And the shopkeeper takes him to Beis Din and says he owes me 300 shekels for the trousers. That's what I sold it for. Beis Din asks, yes, what's its real price? 150. I agree, real price 150, but since he was in a desperate situation, I charged him 300 shekels.
Now this also came to Beis Din?
This came to one of the Dionim in the Beis Din.
Okay, I'm just curious. Were they wearing pants when they came to the
bank? Yes, they were. Now, the question is Reuven entitled to cancel the check and only pay the 150 shekels, which is the real price of the trousers? Or is he mechuyev to allow the shopkeeper to use that check of 300 shekels and pay the full the price which he asked? That's the question. So Reuven turns around and says that when I agreed to the 300 shekels, I was only joking. Yeah, I was in a desperate situation, and this is what I agreed to. And therefore, he used my desperate situation to get hold of the 300 shekels, but I was desperate, I didn't mean it, and therefore I only really meant to pay the real price of those trousers. Shopkeeper said, "The Meister, you agreed, he gave over a check, and you knew what everything was here. You knew you were being swindled. Well, I swindled you out the knowledge, and therefore you're entitled to get 300 shekels." So, let us go back to the Gemara which we started with last week and see whether you can learn from this Gemara the answer to this case. So it says in the Gemara in Yevamos, "Vaschamut rapofa nofle lisne yovin she'enu hoginle." The daughter-in-law of Rapapa fell before her husband died without children, so now Zachir to do Yibun or Chalitza. And the person who had this option was somebody who was Eino Hoganlo, not fitting to do Yibun to this Chosh of a lady. So, in order to encourage him to do Chalitza and not to marry her, they said, "You know, we promise you, if you do Chalitza, we'll give you 200 zuz, a fortune in this."
But here she's initiating, in our case the shopkeeper initiated.
Yes. Good point. We'll see later on whether that point is valid. Basa the chalitzla. After the chalitza took place, he asked for his money. So Omele, who said to who over here, like last week, for Abaya, who is a rab, was asked this question. So Abaya said, Zilhavile, yes, go and pay. You promised 200 zuz. You have to give 200 zuz for the chalitza. Omele, Sarah Popper, overrides Abaya's decision and said, no. Meshati ani boch ovidle. The whole agreement was a joke. I don't have to keep it. Milo tani, and I've got proof that you can say such a claim. Hari shohoi borech mebeis surin. Somebody's fleeing from prison. Vohoisam avronafonov. And he has to get across the river. And he sees a boat in front of him. The omelet, tool dinner the avenue. You, I'm going to give you a dinner if you get me across the other side, which is more than your wages normally get. Ein lo tzchara. The halach is once you get to the other side, you only have to pay the true rate. You have to pay the extortion rate. Amo omelet mishatei yibok, hachan nami shatei yibok. So I see there's such a claim that I was joking when you tried to extort from me money, and therefore I can also say over here by the chalitza that I was joking. Now, what's the reason why you get such a claim in this case of the Gemara of chalitza, and the case of I'm fleeing from prison, that you could say no, the deal which I made was a joke, and I only have to pay the going rate? What's the reasoning behind such a claim that's true in the Gemara? And therefore, once we know the reasoning, therefore can we apply it to our case? So, what's the reasoning? What does everyone think the reasoning is over here in this case? That you can say, in the case of the Gemara, it's a joke, I didn't mean the agreement, and I therefore only have to pay the going rates.
The other party knows that no one is right in line. It's an unreasonable thing for a person to pay such an exorbitant amount for chalitza or for crossing the river. So they probably themselves don't even believe that they're going to come through and pay it for the full dinar.
That's a very good reasoning. But is it clear-cut that that's the reasoning in the case of the Gemara of Chalitza? Or could you give a different interpretation of the Chalitza and running away from prison, why there you can say that it's a joke?
They initiated. I mean, if they're initiating the offer, they could say, I'll tell you what I had in mind. When I initiated it, what I meant was not to do it. As opposed to if it started the other way, you could say, you know, you can't say what his dash was, he didn't bring it up.
And I would say the opposite.
You could say kosher.
I would say, if you're initiating, then I think you're more serious. But if I'm the one who's trying to extort from you money, and then you just keep quiet, or you nod your head, then I can say there's more likely you can get away with saying that it's a joke.
I hope the whole lot is like what you're saying.
I'll tell you what I think in both cases, which was sure not applied to our case. It's very hard to keep track of, but I think I finally got it. In the case of prison, the guy approaches the boat never asks him for a dinar. He may be ready to take him for 50 cents. He just says, you know, he gives the guy a $100 bill and says, step on it. Right? So it could be that he is willing to do, he never asked him for the dinar. By the chalitza, she didn't make the offer. Rabbi Papa made the offer that she's going to pay you. So she never agreed to anything. So we don't have a meeting of minds here in either case. Whereas by the case of the trousers, we have at least a meeting of the minds, if not other parts of the body.
You're saying the wrong people are making the deal?
Yeah.
But that's only true maybe by the chalitza case, but the case of running away from prison.
There's no people making the deal by running away from prison.
Yeah, the person said, I want your job. I'm going to pay you.
Right, but
over the top to
the
get
guy
the
never
job.
Demanded the dinar.
Fine, so therefore, yeah, like, the I, just said, the like dinar. I just said, there's more reason to say you're serious. If he's not even
I may be serious, but I don't have to. You never asked for that much.
So what? I'm providing a service, and you're saying I'm going to pay you for this service.
Right,
this
so
amount.
I lied. I'm not going to pay you for that service, that amount. I'll pay you what you were expecting to get. If you didn't say, okay, that's the condition that I'll take you over, then I'm not, why should I be mechuyev?
So you're saying the Gemara is in a kinta where he didn't say okay.
He didn't say okay.
There's
nothing here.
He wanted more.
Is there anything that he went to say, oh, I wanted to get this amount of money. He wanted to inflict anyway. He wouldn't let me die. He wouldn't let me stay. You know, now I'm
very good. Very good. So let us see the mold of my voices. Number two. Hatzoka etapo. Somebody hires a worker, lehevi kuruv lechula, to get some medicine for the ill person. You have to give the price which you agreed to. Whatever he agrees and asks for, you have to pay. Vatama, and the reason is, to whom a sukkah, v'chayv lahatzilu. That since he's Musukim, he's in a dangerous situation, therefore you chayv to pay him. And therefore, since you chayv to pay him, chayv to save you, therefore you only have to give, the Mordechai says over there, according to the going rate. Not exactly the extortion rate. If he's mechoyev to save you, then even if you promise more than the going rate, you only have to give the going rate.
He's not tied to the chalitza.
So therefore, we've got a reasoning. What's the reason why that's true? Because since he's got a mitzvah to save me, so when I tell him, do this job, and I promise to pay you this money, then all I can say to you is, I was joking, why? Because you have to do this job in any case, even without me paying you anything. But why am I saying this money? Just to encourage you to do what you have to do in any case.
He's only talking about a kola that's mesukim?
Kola is mesukim, yes. And says to Mordechai, where do I see this halacha from? From the Gemara in Yevamos.
From the second part of the Gemara in Yevamos. In the case of the boat.
In the case of the boat, that you're running away from prison, and you have to save him by taking him across the river. So he promised you, do what you have to do in any case, and I'll give you an exorbitant amount of money. And we say you don't have to give that money because he had to do it in any case.
But chalitza is the opposite of a mitzvah. Really, isn't it better to do yibum and then
some? And what's the reasoning by chalitza? You have to do chalitza, or can you do yibum?
Can do yibum.
Does he have to do chalitza?
Or can he do yibum?
He can do yibum. He wants. So the Rambam says a big chiddush that a person is not hogan to do yibum. There's a mitzvah to do chalitza and not yibum.
Wow.
So therefore, when I promise you to do chalitza, I'll give you a lot of money, you have to do the chalitza in any case, because you're not hogan. So I'm just encouraging you to do what you have to do in any case. So therefore, I can turn around to you. I was joking. Says there's a mitzvah chiyuvus to do chalitza rather than yibum if the person is ein hogan. It's a chiddush of the Rambam. Based on that Gemara. So according to this reasoning of the Gemara, the only reason why you can say I was joking with the agreement, which I did, is because you had to do the job in any case. I'm just encouraging you to do what you have to do in any case.
Possibly for free, no charge. Maybe for no charge.
Sometimes, not free, or not lose money because of taking me. Yeah? But, over here, in our case, now let's get back to our case of the trousers. There's a chiyuv for the person in the store to sell him the trousers.
Why?
There's a mitzvah to sell him the trousers. A chiyuv that he has to sell him the trousers.
Why?
Is there? I'm asking.
No. Covenant of Brian.
No. There's no chiyuv for this selling the trousers. Why?
Why is he in the store?
Okay.
And what is it embarrassed?
I got a chiyuv to sell you trousers because you're embarrassed. Why is that a chiyuv? Under what chiyuv is that?
We have to refer Kamofa.
If he didn't have money, what about tzedakah? You'd have to give him something that he didn't have. Simply because he didn't have money to pay for. If he didn't have money to pay for pants, then he'd tzedakah.
Okay,
why tzedakah be the pants?
He's got money.
Okay. Why is he more pleased to give him tzedakah to pay for the pants?
He's an Oni, he's saying. He's like an Oni.
Oh, even if he's an Oni. So the community is not going to give him pants. I, as an individual,
that's also true.
To give him whoever comes to you, whoever comes to you, I know him.
I don't have to give him. I don't have to give him.
You'll go to the store next door, to the doorstep of the road. Go to him. Why me? There's a chiyuv. So according to that reasoning, we have no proof from the Gemara that in our case of sending the pants, you could say, ah, I was joking. You only can say we're joking when he has to do it in any case. I'm just encouraging him to do it. In the case of the pants, he has to do it. He doesn't have to. That's the mortar. But the Rashba and the Ramban themselves say different reasoning of the Gemara along your lines. Number three. Mikir de lav hogelo, since the guy is not fitting to do yibum, it's a mitzvah lov min haTorah b'chalitza. There's a mitzvah to do chalitza. V'rom elei limchot, and therefore he should do chalitza. V'hami ke'ein otzohi, and therefore it's like a desperate situation. V'kos of Arav Naran, and therefore the Ramban writes, the Mahash Minon, from here we learn, Demisha Chola, somebody who's ill. The Simonim Biyat Chavera, and somebody's got medicine, Shem Shovim Esrim, which only worth 20 on the going rate. Fit, no love, this in half of the time, he promised him to give much more than 20. Machmas onus, because he's in a desperate situation of his illness. Enob Edamon Vaz, because he's in a desperate situation, when he promises more because of his desperate situation, he can turn around afterwards and say, oh, I was joking.
That's our case.
So according to the Ramban and the Rashba, the reason why you can say I was joking, I didn't mean the agreement, is not because you have to do it. The reason is because I am in a desperate situation, therefore whatever I agree to give you, is because I'm in a desperate situation. And therefore obviously I don't really mean it. It's only because I'm desperate that I have to agree to the conditions over here.
But if you're desperate, then you do mean it. He's willing to give a 300 shekel for the band. He'd probably give him 3,000 shekel for the
band. He's not.
No, but he intended to trick him. His intention was to trick
no,
him.
No, his intention was to get the pants, whatever he has to give him.
Why does he agree to give the 300?
Because he needs the pants.
But he knew the check. He knew he could bottle the check.
No, out. That's not why.
Because he's desperate.
He's desperate.
So he's willing to say, yes, and these pants are worth 300 shekels.
No,
or is he saying, because I'm desperate, I'm willing to agree to all your conditions of 300 shekels in order to you to give me what I'm desperate for?
He's even willing to give him the 300 shekels. Now, I have a question, which is really,
why did he cancel the check?
The fact that he gave him the check should make it a done deal.
What?
The fact that he gave him the check should make it a done deal, like he gave him cash.
Ah. So according to, before we speak, according to the Rashba and the Ban, whenever you're desperate in a situation and you agree to agreement because you're desperate, they're saying that you can, that the whole agreement you can say is null and void. Because I'm desperate. And that was very dangerous for lawyers.
Sure. I would say if the guy's got the check in his pocket,
this situation speaks for itself. Ripped trousers, why did he agree to 300 shekels when it's 150? Because he's in a desperate situation. Yes? It's clear from the case it's desperate. It's not grey area. Everyone agrees, I was being extorted, and I agreed to extortion because I was in this situation.
Price said 150 on the cap.
I understand it.
The moral is, when you're extorting, get paid up front.
Alright, so now the claim back is, okay, according to the Ban and Rashba, you can claim I was joking. And you know what? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Ramban and Rashba, not like the Mordechai. So therefore we've got Shulchan Aruch the same. You can say, because of desperate, the agreement is null and void. And in the next few weeks we'll discuss how far you take this, and it's very complicated for lawyers when they make up agreements. Now, but how can you say that he was joking if he actually gave the money? You can say he's joking if it just works. Yes, I agree, you want more, I agree to this more. Why are you agreeing? Because I was desperate, and therefore I didn't really mean it. What happens? I didn't really mean it. It's when you actually gave the cash.
That's why you give a check instead of cash.
And the Shulchan Aruch actually paskens that if you actually gave cash, you can't say you're desperate. Because the fact you gave the cash, you can't say, I was joking. What do you mean you're joking? You actually gave the money?
Well, I couldn't get the pants otherwise.
And this is not cash, this is the check.
He didn't agree to give the cash, but he had no choice.
So he agreed to give up his rights by giving the cash.
No, in that situation, made that he had no choice but to give the cash.
But how can you say I was joking to get money back? You can say I was joking to say you don't have to give money.
Give the check, I know I can cancel it.
But you can't. It's a criminal offense to stop a check.
So the answer is...
What if I'm legally allowed to not have to pay that whole check?
But legally, you're a lawyer.
Legally, it says 150.
What if you sell me pants for 100 shekels, and I go with 6,000? I can't cancel my check?
Yes, then you can.
Oh, the same thing.
But that's not what happened.
It wasn't a real check.
This storekeeper can have this guy prosecuted for stopping that check.
Not
in Basin. But the fact that he can prosecute him means he was serious. Because he's going to go to jail if he wants to. No, but the point is, that shows that he's serious. Because he can't stop that check.
And he knows he can.
No, he can't. He can't stop
the
check without
a check
this
he
knows
prosecution.
He can.
So the answer is like this. Since he didn't give... Yes? Yep. So, very good. So the answer is like this. Since he didn't give him cash, he gave him something which he had the ability to draw back without the other person stopping him, which is a check he can cancel. So therefore that doesn't show enough of a situation where I'm giving up my rights. And therefore he's not saying, oh, I've given up my rights by giving a check. By giving cash, you're giving up your rights. But by giving a check, you retain the ability to cancel it. And even although, let's say he takes you to court,
where did this happen?
You can make all different types of excuses. And maybe to be halakhically in this case, you can even lie. And we'll discuss lying, when you can lie, when you can't lie, halakhically in another set of shirin.
Where did this happen?
On the concepts of Yaakov Avinu and Lot. Yes? That type of concept.
Where did this happen? In Israel or in
Eretz Yisrael?
So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a given you can stop a check.
You can always stop a check. But
the bank
you can be prosecuted.
No, the bank will not stop the check.
Yes,
they
will. You can fill out the bank and say that my check was stolen from me and cancel it, and they'll cancel it on the spot. They won't ask for proof. They won't ask for proof.
But if you just say you want to cancel the check, they'll need a reason why you
want to
cancel.
Yes, so you give a reason. So you give a reason. You're lying. So the whole set of shirim. When can you lie? If he acts like a lover, maybe I can lie. In order to protect myself.
What if the bank charges a 30 shekel stop check fee? Can I now only pay 120, or I still pay 150 and I take the 30 shekel? Who takes the 30 shekel loss of the bank fee?
You do.
Usually the person who tries to cash the check.
Yeah,
he has
no, he'll get charged too. That's two fees.
Yes.
Meaning he's going to get charged by his bank for depositing the work. But I'm going to get charged by my bank for calling them and stopping the check. So can I now, instead of when I go to Basin, instead of paying him 150, can I say I'm going to pay 120 because I have to pay 30 shekels to stop the check? No, that's pushing it?
That's pushing it. Okay.
Shouldn't it be busted?
You can't say that is bottle because he's overcharging, because that's only true if I didn't know about it. Here, you know all the... This is 150 worth. I'm charging you 300. I will take it or leave it. So under the concept of overcharging, onah, and all that, you can't cancel it. So that's only if you're tricked, not if you agree with me. But here we've got another concept to say. I was joking. Ah, you gave something. No, you didn't get something. You gave a check, which you have the ability to draw, pull back.
You'd rather pay it? It's accepted practice, which can be used as a Kenyan, right? So if it says 150 shekels, isn't that the accepted that that's the rate? You can never charge more. If anything's less, you can't charge more. You can't. Isn't that
this the case? I don't know that you're cheating.
No, what if it was
there's got to be some strength that it's got a sticker on it.
It has. In secular law, there's a law that says whatever the label is has labels, yes, is that you have to keep the price, yes?
There's no such thing.
Unless it's a clear cut of this thing.
What if it was a 14% increase? Instead of doubling the price, you only put up 14%.
Also, why should it make a difference, 14 or double?
The question is,
he said, doesn't apply here, because everyone knows the situation here. This is the price, this is how much I'm extorting you, do you agree or not?
Yeah.
That's not or not. Or not is, I didn't realize you extorted me.
How about if he paid with a credit card instead of a check?
Same as a check. You could do the credit card charge.
I know, but at the moment you swipe that card, the money's out.
So but you can
it
right pull back. It back.
But the money, I can back. Pull the cash out of your pocket back.
No, without your consent, you are out.
You can stop.
A certain amount
the credit
of consent.
Credit card will go with the buyer most of the time.
Now, let's us get back to the case we were discussing last week.
No, it's out of his pocket.
I didn't get what I wanted. Yeah, I didn't
let's us get back to the case we were starting last week and see whether you can say you're joking over there. What was the agreement? The agreement was, I was wanting a hall for Chasana. My daughter! I book a hall, and then a month before I come to give her a down payment, and they say, who are you? And they check it up, and there was confusion, and ended up the date which I wanted for the Chasana, which I already sent out all the invitations for, and is not available for the hall. So now, I'm in a desperate situation to find a new hall in the space of a month. I do some research myself, not successful. Then I go to somebody who's famous or known to be able to find halls for people's customers. And they're asking, type is an essence, can you find me a hall? He says, fine, but you have to pay 5,000 shekels for my service. Okay, I agree. After he found the hall, because he's successful, he now comes to pay me, and he says, what? The person says, what's your real rate? So the real rate is 3,000, but I charge you 5,000, and you have to pay 5,000. So Reuven says, no, I'm only giving you what you normally charge, 3,000. I'm not going to take the extortion of 5,000. Here's 3,000. And now it goes to Bechstein, and there's a discussion. The agent says, I did work for him on the basis of 5,000. Yes, it's over the price of my work, it's usually 3,000, but he agreed. And the person said, no, but that's over and above, it's extortion. And therefore, when I agreed, I didn't really agree, but I was in a difficult situation. And therefore, I only agreed to 5,000 out of difficulty. But really, I only want to pay the rate of 3,000. So therefore, do we say also over here, in our case, is it like the case of the Gemara, how the Rashba learns, that you're in a difficult situation and therefore agreement under difficulty, you can always turn around and say, I was joking. Or do you say, no, it's not comparable. And explain why if it isn't.
Were there extra costs? Did the person who arranged many extra costs having to do things so short notice that he would normally have?
No.
There's no set price.
He has a set price of 3,000 and also his competitors have this price of 3,000.
But did the guy know that when he
was
getting 5,000?
It's not
like, no, because he had to ask for it.
Yes.
So he can't say it was a
good
point,
yeah,
he
didn't know.
5,000, who would pay 5,000, right? If the real price was 5,000,
who
would pay 5,000?
But
now that he finds it afterwards, he says, oh, wait a minute. Had I known...
Lema Brea, I'm joking.
Can you say that? I would have not...
That's what he's saying. And let's not say he claims the basis that I knew I was being extorted. I didn't know how much, but I knew I was extorted there for the agreement of 5,000 I didn't agree to. That was a joke. What it was, we'll work out later on, and that's why I asked 3,000. 3,000 was just to decide how much he was extorting me, but the agreement of 5,000 was always a joke. That's a good claim back.
Now you're to the agent and they said, no, I don't want to do it. Okay, today. So you're not announcing the agent's
You'll say because everything was up front, and here there's not so much up front knowledge.
Okay.
Does that make a difference? So, Fatsy, is this called a desperate situation?
Yes.
No.
Have you married children often?
That's the problem.
He couldn't. No, you obviously never married children.
So all the people who married children are says this is desperate. All the people say have yet married children, it's not desperate. It's a pretty desperate situation. But it's not called desperate situation. It's not called I'm
it's
alone.
Life-threatening.
Why? Maybe it's life threatening, but it's not my problem. Because why did he come to me? You could go to my competitor down the street. If you're not happy with my price, go to somebody else down the street and see if you can get a better price.
Well, you didn't know.
Why did he come to me?
Because there was no
everybody. No! Like you found me, there's other people who do this.
The guy with the shrouds been on a different store also.
No!
But
no!
He's
not going to go to the other store. He's in a desperate situation. He went to the first store he liked. It could go. In the store case, I, the shopkeeper, know that you're in a desperate situation and there's nowhere else to turn to. And I use that to extort, and therefore you can say, under desperation, the agreement is not an agreement. But in the case of me, the agent, finding you a whore, why is that desperate? Your desperate situation that needs to be rectified. But you don't have to rectify it using me. If you're not happy with what I'm asking, go to the guy down the street. Find somebody else. Why come to me? So therefore you can't tell afterwards to say, well, I was joking under the cause I was desperate and you were extorting. If you don't like it, go down the street. You
no,
can't
he
say that to
the street. He's good. He has a good reputation. This guy's a good reputation.
Good reputation of fighting.
So in the case of Rav Papa, if there were two brothers, you wouldn't be able to say, hey, you're a good
friend. Go to the oldest brother, please.
No, but he could say, you didn't have to come to me, go to the other brother.
That's different. I'm doing that next week. I'm going to try to do that next time. So, we'll come out that you can't say that you're desperate. And therefore, the agreement should be still a good agreement. However, there's number four. Let's look at number four, the Shulchanor. Dahate ain't no elaskara, haina badova she'ain regiyas litanel of harpa. When you only pay the going rate and not the extortion rate, that's only when it's not normal to take more than the going rate. Abdova she'ain the dark and litan harpa. Going shade him before, like doctors. Chayv litan marsha hitna. Then you have to give what you promise. It's normal to take all different types of rates.
Is what the Mordechai was talking about.
No, that's medicine, not a doctor.
Ubishat, the doctor?
Yeah. Ubishat Chonus, here's the main line of the Ramah. If he's a shatkan, he's an agent, Eilo Eletzchara, you can only have to give what he normally takes. You don't have to give the extortion rate. Even though you promised much more, you only get the extortion rate.
What's the reason for that?
Why? Everyone asks, you're not desperate? Go to another shatkan. How can you say I was joking over him? You haven't got, it's not a mitzvah they have to do. It's not in a desperate situation. And still you can turn around and say I was joking? How can you do such a thing? So the Ramah is a fat shitter. It's not the Rashba and it's not the Mordechai. It's the Rosh. And the Rosh learns the Sugya and Yevamos under the concept that whenever I'm being extortion against me, I can always turn around and say, I was joking. If you're trying to extort me, then I can say, you're joking. Why? So the Nesivus explains over there the reason why. Why is that true? Is that since you're doing an Itzah by extorting me...
What's the Itzah?
The Itzah of extortion. What? And you're going to tell me in a minute what the Itzah is. Since you're doing an Itzah of extortion, I can turn around to you and say, oh, you're doing something naughty. I can agree and say, I agree. And then turn afterwards and say, I was joking because you're doing something wrong. I can also do agree in order to make you do the job, and then turn around. I'm joking because you're doing an issa. You're doing something wrong. You're not supposed to do something wrong. Therefore, when I agree, it's obvious that I don't mean it. Because I'm only agreeing because I'm trying to make sure that you don't do something wrong. It's an issa text thought. What's the issa? Says the Nesivus, there's an issa, oh no. Ah, how can there be oh no? Oh no is when you don't know the price and you've ended up being tricked into the real price. Here you know the right price. You know it's wrong. How can it be oh no? So here the Nesivus, that's what everyone asks in the Nesivus. So from here the Nesivus has a chitch. That if you don't speak it out clearly, that this is the price. And this is how much I want, which is much more. Then, if you don't speak it out like that, even though it's obvious that I'm extorting you, and it's not the real price, it still comes under the Issa Ona. To avoid Issa Ona, you have to say, this is the price, and this is how much I want more than the price.
They spoke it out by the pen.
But if you don't speak it out, and it's just understood that there's extortion, then it's still called Ona. The fact that I agree doesn't mean that there's no Ona.
But then you need 15%?
Then you need what? Six.
But they spoke it out by the pants.
And by the pants, they spoke it out, fine. But in the case of, our case of the Shadchan, the agent for the hall, they didn't speak it out, and therefore it was an issa for him to extort. And that's where you can turn around, are we joking?
But if they would have spoken out that this is double the price, then it'd be binding?
Correct.
It's not master that way from here.
Because he's doing an issa oh no, though you're charging, therefore I can say I was joking. No. Because it's obvious.
Did you say Shatanus ain't
you can't get your money back because it's obvious. But issa oh no applies Paul's money having spoken it out.
But it says Shatanus.
Two parts oh no. Oh no is getting your money back.
Yeah.
And Ona being an Issa. In Ona getting your money back, you can't get it back. Because you knew. You know there's a difference.
Even though it's in the same process?
Yeah. It's two different places, not the same process.
Okay, here's obviously
why was it obviously that he's overcharging? I knew that was extortion. That's what he says. And therefore I can say I was joking. So according to that, he can say I was joking.
But this Ramah doesn't say only in a case where he doesn't know. It says, Shatanos Eino El Ascaro.
But the bottom line is, he can charge the full 5,000. Why? Because I'm like a doctor.
Who's the best?
No, because I'm like a doctor. You're coming 3 weeks before the customer to get a hall. It's like trying to get a shidduch for a 35-year-old girl. You don't pay normal rates. You pay much higher rates. You're asking for a special service? It's not the rate in the shuk. Special service is special money. And therefore you have to pay the full rate. Okay.